neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
One is the matter of that Chas V'Shalom, lack of Shalom Bayit in the house. And then right after, we see the Nazir. So Gemara discusses why these two subjects are next to each other. Because anytime you have subjects right after one another, there's a message. You have to learn from it. So Gemara says, if one runs to this terrible incident, he has to give up drinking wine. The statement is as follows. This is called Haroe Sota Begir Guleha. We are it as small men are young. Anyone that just happened, his navigator didn't work, made a mistake. So he happened to pass by the site of Beit HaMikdash. When he sees that there is a hamhame is Hebrew, hem vehem, they call it hamhame. So when he sees there's a crowd, and he says, what's happening here? So, you know what? The lady was accused that she's dishonest. She says that that person that just happened to pass by this site has to give up drinking wine. So the way he said, he says, kol. Kol haro'e. So he said, what does kol means? Kol means?
All.
What does all means?
Everything.
And what does everything mean?
Everyone.
And what does everyone mean? No matter who you are. Simple, middle, great, tzaddik, chassid. So he says kol. So what does it mean?
Between one is that a strong that becoming a pass by.
So now here, right. So let's say you see somebody, not for anyone, just as an example. You see, he has a cast on his hand. So what happened to you? So I got in a car accident. So what is your reaction in this incident that happened to him?
Be careful when you drive.
You drive or you don't drive anymore?
You drive carefully.
You drive?
No, you don't.
You don't? Does it matter what happened to him?
No.
No? It doesn't happen. But he broke his hand.
But it's passed.
No, he happened yesterday. You ran into him today, so what happened to you? You say he got into an accident yesterday. So now, what kind of impact he has on you?
I don't want to drive right now.
You're not going to drive? No?
I don't want to.
You're going to drive, of course you're going to drive.
You're going to drive?
Yeah.
But you're not going to drive? How about you? Are you going to drive?
Wait.
So him getting in an accident, does it have an impact on you or not?
No, you just felt sorry for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, I felt sorry for him. You say, Mishra, and that's it. So now, you see somebody else the next day, see he has a cast on his feet. I say, what happened? So I've been skiing, I fell down, and broke my foot. So you're not going to go ski anymore?
No, we go.
You go?
Yeah.
So now, it doesn't happen what happened to him?
No.
Hey, why? He got in an accident, he broke his hand, you don't care.
Huh? That was his negligence that happened.
It's not true at all. So now the Gemara says, "Kol haroe sota begidguleha yazir atzmo min hayayin." What does it mean? It means that
could happen to me too.
That means you're not exempt. You're not exempt. What does it mean? Many times we feel, I don't need this. I know this. I know how to drive, right? I know how to ski, right?
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe Kam says, no, b'chalomot, you don't know how to drive, and you don't know how to ski, and you don't know how to play ping pong. Because if you happen to an incident that is disastrous, That means it's a message for
you.
For you. For you. And that's why Gemara learns if these two subjects are next to each other, since there's a reason for it, call haro'eh. If you ran into such a thing, you saw, even if you didn't gaze, it's a ro'eh. You know, what can you do? You're going this way, you're either going home. He said, from Shomayim, they tell you, be careful. It's gone, chas v'shalom, there's a chance.
So what's the solution? So what you see is actually the message Hashem giving you, a notice.
Yes.
So what's the solution?
The solution here is that you have to believe that you're not perfect and you're not doing everything the way you're supposed to. Because one is the matter of that Chas v'Shalom, lack of Shalom Bayit in the house. And then right after we see the Nazir. So Gemara discusses why these two subjects are next to each other. Because anytime you have subjects right after one another, there's a message. You have to learn from it. So Gemara says, if one runs to this terrible incident, he has to give up drinking wine. The statement is as follows. This is called Haro'e Sota Be'il Guleha V'yazirit Asmo Minayan. Anyone that just happened, his navigator didn't work, made a mistake, so he happened to pass by the site of Beit HaMikdash, when he sees that there is a hamhame, hamhame is Hebrew, hem vehem, hem vehem, they call it hamhame. So when he sees there's a crowd, and he says, what's happening here? So you know what? The lady was accused that she's dishonest. She says that that person that just happened to pass by this site has to give up drinking wine. So the way he said, he says, kol. Kol haro'e. So he said, what does kol means? Kol means?
All.
All. What does all means?
Everything.
Everything. And what does everything means?
Everyone.
Everyone. And what does everyone means?
All.
No matter who you are, simple, middle, great, tzaddik, chassid, so he says, kol. So what does it mean?
The two minds that are strong that we can only pass by.
So now here, right. So let's say you see somebody, not for anyone, just as an example. You see he has a cast on his hand. So what happened to you? So I got in a car accident. So what is your reaction in this incident that happened to him?
Be careful when you drive.
You drive or you don't drive anymore?
You drive carefully.
You drive?
No, you don't.
You don't? Does it matter what happened to him?
No.
No? No? It doesn't happen. But he broke his hand.
It was past.
No, he happened yesterday. You ran into him today, so what happened to you? You say he got into an accident yesterday. So now, what kind of impact he has on you?
I don't want to drive right now.
You're not going to drive? No?
You're gonna drive, of course you're gonna drive.
Gonna drive?
Yeah.
But you're not gonna drive? How about you? Are you gonna drive?
Why?
So him getting in an accident doesn't have an impact on you or not?
No, you just felt sorry for him,
but
doesn't
it? Yeah, felt sorry for him. You say Mishra the Fash and that's it. So now you see somebody else the next day, see he has a cast on his feet. Say, what happened? Say, I've been skiing, I fell down and broke my foot. So you're not going to go ski anymore?
No, we go.
You go?
Yeah.
So now it doesn't happen what happened to him?
No.
Hey, why? He got in an accident, he broke his hand, you don't care.
That was his negligence that happened
to him. It's not true at all. So now the Gemara says, Kol haro'e sota beridguleha yazir atzvo min ayayin. What does it mean? It means that
could happen to me too.
That means you're not exempt. You're not exempt. What does it mean? Many times we feel, I don't need this. I know this. I know how to drive, right? I know how to ski, right?
Yeah.
So Moshe Kam says, no, b'chalomot, you don't know how to drive, and you don't know how to ski, and you don't know how to play ping pong.
To break your hand or your feet.
Because if you happen to an incident that is disastrous, that means it's a message for
you.
For you. For you. And that's why Gemara learns if these two subjects are next to each other, since there's a reason for it, kol haro'eh. If you ran into such a thing, you saw, even if you didn't gaze, it's a ro'eh. You know, what can you do? You're going this way, you're going home. He said, from Shomayim, they tell you, be careful. It's gone, chas v'shalom, there's a chance.
So what's the solution? So what you see is actually the message Hashem giving you, a notice.
Yes.
So what's the solution?
The solution here is that you have to believe that you're not perfect and you're not doing everything the way you're supposed to. Because
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli, Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomoni Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.